just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This is Season 7. This is Episode 29. And I hope you are hearing this on Thursday of the season opening game in prime time between the Bills and the Rams. Time to get going with fantasy football and start scoring some points. Gave you the results of both the Fantasy Football Foundation Draft and the Fantasy Football Federation Draft in previous episodes of the podcast. Remember, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com. For those of you who actively listen to this podcast, I'm happy to take an email from you. Try to limit it to one email per week. Put everything you need in there, and I will respond. By the way, I won't respond like minutes before the Thursday night game or Sunday morning because I have leagues to commission, my own teams, golf schedule, and I like to sleep in. So give me some notice. Time it accordingly this season. Right.todd@yahoo.com. But I will respond. And remember, I want the fantasy player who asks a question like this. I'm just going to make one up here. Let's say you had a really strong draft, and you say something like, hey, Todd, I have CeeDee Lamb, Keenan Allen, and Mike Evans, and I'm thinking of not playing Allen this week, because I think the Bucks and Cowboys will put up a big number based on the high total in Vegas set for Cowboys and Bucks. Do you agree? And if not, why would I play Keenan Allen and for who? That's a better question than what I've heard for years on radio shows or the NFL Network fantasy show. I have A, B, C, and D, and must start too. What is that? That doesn't give me anything on where you're at, because I want to know what you're feeling and why, and I simply want to give you a second opinion. So phrase them like that, and also, we have fun with this on the podcast. I doubt it's happening now, but it will happen after week one. That will be a separate podcast. There are going to be ridiculous trade offers. And if you get a ridiculous trade offer, send me the trade offer and tell me the name of the person who made the ridiculous trade offer. Tell me about them, because your opinion is the only one that matters to me. And also, you know, just give me the city that you live in so we can regionalize this and we publicly shame bad trade offers here on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, something that Gil Alexander at VSiN is very amused by, that I continue to do it as much for Gil's entertainment as ours. Again, email right.todd@yahoo.com. Okay, quickly on Bills and Rams tonight. I don't have any late breaking info to give you. I'm actually recording this late Wednesday morning just to get this done, to make sure that you can hear it on Thursday before the game. But from the Bills standpoint, yeah, here we go with Josh Allen, number one player in fantasy football the last 2 years. I'm very interested in the workload for Bills running backs, with an eye on James Cook, how much he plays and when he plays, which would impact Singletary's use if you plan to use Singletary going forward. Wide receiver wise, is Gabe Davis worth it? First game, right? I doubt he's going to be a consistent double-digit producer. I don't own him in any of my leagues. He can't have an encore as good as when we last saw him in that playoff game against the Chiefs. But if you own Gabe Davis, you certainly want to see enough to justify where you drafted him, because it was probably in the fourth or fifth round. I doubt he lasted to round six. And then there's Stephon Diggs, wide receiver one. You just want to see him be involved. You'd rather see Diggs get the looks in the end zone rather than Davis. So we're looking at that too. Bass is a good kicker, and kicking in a controlled weather environment in LA is not a bad way for one of probably the top eight kickers in fantasy football to start the season. I own Bass in one of my leagues. So there's a quick rundown on Bills that, you know, I think are relevant. There might be another name or two that you may have on the Bills, but I think that's a handful and what I'll be watching. From the Rams standpoint, I just want to see Matt Stafford look like Matt Stafford. You know, that the elbow is not an issue. See him play healthy. See him play effectively. That's it. You know, a clean game for Matt Stafford. I'm not rooting against the Rams or for the Rams here. But, you know, I invested in Matt Stafford in one of my leagues. If you invested in Cooper Kupp, you don't want to see anything happen with Matt Stafford's arm. If you invested in Allen Robinson, same thing. Those are the two wide receivers for the Rams that I think are in play here. Kupp, wide receiver one from a year ago. And Allen Robinson, yeah, it would be awful if Stafford gives this a go and he can't do it, and the Rams got to drop down to their second stringer because it would be another bad quarterback throwing balls to Allen Robinson, which he's had his entire career. So, again, looking for good health from Matt Stafford, how Allen Robinson performs in his first game as a Ram. You would expect Cooper Kupp to just do his thing. And from a running back standpoint, the share to Cam Akers should be significant. I'm not looking for very much from Darrell Henderson in this game. I think the Rams will work Cam Akers significantly and maybe only use Henderson as to give Akers a playoff here or there. It just feels like, and some of you drafted Akers to be maybe your RB2. I think you expect that in the first game as well. And of course, Matt Gay, probably a top eight-ish fantasy kicker. You want to see him get opportunities as well. Final word, and I might do one more of these tomorrow, but play your draft board, all right? This is one of the things I talk about when Matthew Berry says. Matthew Berry often says when you get to the playoff push, fantasy playoff push, and in the fantasy playoffs, don't get cute. It's not cute if you have enough data relative to previous weeks to play someone else rather than your biggest name. I did it last year in the fantasy championship game where I plugged and played two running backs I picked up that week because of the systems they were in and because they were going to get a significant amount of touches. And I ended up with double-digit points out of the Niner back and the Charger back that particular week, even though the Niners' top back was injured and the Chargers' top back was injured. That's not being cute. That's being smart. And it's based on my research and my evidence. I don't think you get cute week one or week two for that matter, unless there's injuries or something is dramatically different than you projected. You drafted your starting lineup. I'll give you an example from my league and what I did in the foundation. I drafted Justin Jefferson in week one. I'm playing him as my wide receiver one. I drafted Tyreek Hill in the second round. I'm playing him as my wide receiver two. I drafted Patrick Mahomes. I'm playing him at quarterback. In the fourth round, I drafted Elijah Mitchell. Barring him not being active, and I'm monitoring him, I believe it's a wrist or a hand injury there. I'm playing Mitchell as my RB1. In the fifth round, I drafted A.J. Dillon, and I'm playing him as my RB2. I'm not going down to, say, Ramondre Stevenson, who I drafted as my fourth running back, and playing him in week one. Do I want to see Ramondre Stevenson get a significant amount of snaps and touches and early down work or red zone work with New England in week one? You damn right I am. But then based off that, I have more info to make a decision based on something rather than just a guess, which it's less guesswork for me with Mitchell and Dillon coming out of the gates. You start players based on where you drafted them in week one and week two, with very few exceptions, and we'll talk more about that in later podcasts. Thanks for listening. Again, the email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you again next time.